people, purpose, patience, see what we can get into. Not necessarily saying I'm about to start some trouble or anything like that, but we're not timid no more. We stand up for ourselves, we stand up for what's right. We go against the things that go against us, right? Excuse me, wait, sorry about the way. I'm trying to speak up. Probably need to get some better voice cast for the headphones. That just picks up on my voice. Maybe I need to get a microphone that I speak directly into. Since this is quite possibly the only way I'm gonna do this podcast. That makes it unique though, right? The unpredictability of things is just the same as the unpredictability in life. You can't control nothing. You try to control things, that's when chaos ensues. When we feel that we have the power, the right to say so, whatever the case may be. I'm not saying we're not in control most of the times, but most of the times we're not in control. We have to let life happen, then react. It's not the other way around. We can't dictate. But then again, we can dictate. So why am I on both sides of the fence with that? We dictate things with things we won't accept. Like we're not going to let anyone go against our character or go against what we seem or what we deem is right. Not to say every situation we go into, we're going to try to change. We're not. We're going to see where we fit in when we have to. But a lot of the times, we don't have to fit in. You get the theme of this one. The theme of this one is we do and we don't. Kind of hard to navigate. But we do our best. But that still does not make it any less difficult for us to try and dictate situations. Like I say, the only thing we can do is work and see what happens. We're going to be faced with trials of life. We cannot avoid it. No matter what we do, we're going to be faced with things that we cannot dictate then and there. Morning, sir.
Morning.
We cannot dictate things right then and right there. We just have to let it happen. You know, like when I was with myself and my family were going through our moment where things were, you know, a little rocky for us. yes, we tried to change it every day. Yes. Every day we were calling places, emailing, texting everyone, and not getting a response until a month and a half later. I'm sorry, 2 months and a half later. But did it stop? Did it stop us from continuing to try? No, it didn't. Not once did we give up. Because we knew we couldn't change the situation, because if we could change any situation, we would never, and that means any one of us, we would never be in any situation where we're faced with any kind of uncertainty if we had to say so. You know, nothing would happen to us. Like nothing. We wouldn't even stumble. Just being that we do, the only thing we can do is keep forward, keep positive, and affect what we can affect at that moment. We need help? Yeah, of course. Of course we need help. Of course we need some form of help. Some form of assistance, whether that's, you know, financial, emotional, mental. You never know what kind of help one may need. Even though a lot of the times people only seem to need financial help because they want to seem stronger in a sense. It's not myself. Not gonna sit here and say I've never needed financial help, because a lot of us do. A lot of us need a little bit of help just to get over the hump or just to stay afloat, you know? Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that side of it, but it's the side that we feel that we can't ask, or we feel we may be too stubborn to ask for help, so to speak. And that could be any kind of help as well, so I mean, especially mental. You know, even though it's more prevalent now to reach out to people when you need mental help, but certain people want to seem as if they're strong enough or as if nothing affects them. Those moments when you feel you can dictate things, those moments when you feel that you have everything under control, when quite honestly, the only thing that you may need to do is let it out. You know, I've had plenty of moments where I've felt that I've had the answers. I felt that I've made the right choices. And to only have everything just shatter, you know? That's when I felt that I could dictate things. That's when I felt like I had it all under control. It's at those moments when you ask yourself, like, do I have everything under control? Am I as set as I thought? Or do I need to just wipe away that whole board just to come back and do this shit over again? But Learn the lessons. The next time you go back to that proverbial board to write down with everything that you need to do. Your missteps, your mishaps, the things you did or didn't say, the things you did or didn't do. Don't ever take the loss. Always learn to listen and never take the loss. How you doing, sir? That's when we dictate. Not to say we gotta mess up first, but what usually happens when we're on our paths, we're finally getting everything right, what usually happens? We get knocked back a little bit. It may take us a little while longer. We may need another 6 months to a year. You never know. The one thing that we must do is never try to repeat those same steps. That caused us to fall in the first place. That's when we can dictate things. You know, we've already seen what this decision would do, or what that decision would do. Then we're in control. You know, we kind of, sort of, especially with people like us, we can't. It's not right there for us. There's a blueprint, true, but we never seem to put in the moments that we fail, the moments that we lost, the moments we want to give up. We never seem to, you know, write those down. Then we go against it. Try to figure out how to do it with me. That's a good point. That's the part that we never really seem to. We never seem to remember. You know? That's the one thing that I do remember. I remember all the times where I felt like I couldn't. Nothing was going my way. Felt lost. Felt discouraged. That's what's good. That's when everything is seemed to be working. It sounds crazy, I know. But that's exactly when everything seems to work, when you feel like, okay. Because when I was sitting in those moments, I was sitting there getting rejection after rejection after rejection, for house after house after house after house, couldn't find anything. That's when I told myself, like, okay, things are beginning to work. It's because I'm learning lessons, and I'm realizing where I had the mistakes in my credit. I'm realizing where I made the mistakes with my finances. I'm starting to learn more about, you know, home ownership and even rental properties. I'm beginning to learn more. And mistakes that I've made before, I won't make again. So that's when I was starting to learn more about myself and more about the situation that I'm in, because I made those mistakes, or because these things were happening. We never really appreciate the entire journey. We never really show the entire walk. We always show the times when the sun is shining on us. Never when it's dark. I exposed when it was dark as well. I'm behind the darkness. I'm not trying to sound like Bane or anything like that, but I'm comfortable there, because that's when you learn when it's completely dark around you, you learn where you can see, so to speak. You learn how to move. You learn how to take steps extremely carefully during the times when you feel your lowest, because you don't want to return. Now you get it. You don't want to go back. So you learn those lessons extremely well when it's dark. You have to put the work in. You have to continue to do the things that will get you there. You have to. You can't stop. You can't slack. True, we all have those times where we give up. Like I stated before, we all have those times where we cry. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, like they always say, sometimes the tears are the best medicine in the world. That's when you realize that, like, okay, I don't have all the answers. I need to break down. I need to let it all fall down so I can see exactly what I need to break down. You can't pick everything up. You have to pick up what's important. You know, when we left our home, I left damn near everything we owned. I just brought what was important. I left damn near everything I owned. Just said, forget it. We starting over. That's exactly what we did. We started over. I learned to cherish seconds. Not that I didn't before, but I felt each second. Just like I'm still feeling it now. I'm feeling each second now. It's like everything, every step I take, it's new. It's like, you know, I can say thank you, God, 1,000 times or a million times in a day for each step. Most of my people appreciate that journey. And we do. We're all like-minded people. We do. We appreciate it. It's like the one thing that I really come to appreciate about myself is, one, this podcast. I had a person listen to an episode and person told me, it's like, oh my gosh, you are such a breath of fresh air, so to speak. And I appreciated that. And then that person asked, well, how long have you been this way? And I stated, as long as I can remember. You know, I've never changed. I've never looked at myself any differently. This isn't a character, so to speak. That's where I win. This is not a character. This is who I am. So for the new people that's just now coming into Patience as a Podcast, this is life. You know, when I turn this phone on and walk down the streets, walk through the streets, navigate through my life. What you say, sir? Yeah, somebody must have some influence or something, because this accident looks horrible. Yes, it does. I mean, hopefully God let them walk away. I mean, but you know, this is just material stuff here, but this looks horrible. Yeah, exactly, sir. Just been looking out for them. Yeah, that's true. That was the scene of an accident, you know. Car was completely torn apart, you know, and that gentleman was just stating, you know, hopefully they got, you know, they must have been driving under the influence.
True,
must have been. How you doing, man? But I've been this way mic on, podcast on, podcast off. So anyway, always try to be effective in every way. That's how we learn to navigate. From the rights and the wrongs. That's how we learn to be effective. From the mistakes and everything in between. Appreciate it all, as I always say. Patience is a podcast.